8:21 in our Wednesday morning together, and always a pleasure to welcome David Sowerby, Ancora Advisors Managing Director and Senior Portfolio Manager. Good morning, and Happy New Year to you, David.
Paul, 2022 was a pretty solid 21, and right back at it.
Well, that's good to hear. I mean, that's a good positive note to start off the conversation. Although this morning's Wall Street Journal front page, Powell ready to raise rates but sees supply woes easing. It says Nick Timiraos writes the story. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell called high inflation, quote, a severe threat to a full economic recovery, and said yesterday the central bank was preparing to raise interest rates because the economy no longer needed emergency support. Well, what does that mean to you, David, and what will it mean to us in terms of mortgages, in terms of fixed income investments, all kinds of things? Regale us with your knowledge.
Sure. He's right. He might be about 6 months of recognition of this. We're going to find out in about 10 minutes, Paul, that in the month of December, U.S. consumer prices were 7% higher than year-ago levels for a number of years. We saw inflation rates at about the 2% level. And the good news that came with the low inflation rates were low mortgage rates, low cost of borrowing for companies, for individuals, and that was a stimulus to the economy. But in the last 22 months, the Federal Reserve Board, in Detroit terms, has been driving 80 miles an hour in the left-hand lane with their monetary stimulus. Inflation has been the outcome of it. Inflation is a tax. Never forget that. It particularly impacts low to moderate income households. And the Federal Reserve Board now needs to play catch up, and that'll be higher interest rates in 2022 because the Fed's number one goal, as it always should be, is low inflation, price stability.
And the Federal Reserve has that primary role of maintaining low inflation. So, in a sense, they dropped the ball.
You could argue they have. I do. I think that the Federal Reserve Board stimulus in March of 2020, when we saw the stock market down more than 35%, when companies were laying off individuals, when we're going through a significant economic shutdown, the Federal Reserve Board toolbox was right in March of 2020. It was right for most of 2020, but then in 2021, it continued to go overboard, monetary overdrive. And the outcome for the economy was generally good, but they overdid it. Inflation is now the issue front and center today, and that's why interest rates are likely to head higher throughout this year. The question is just how much and how high, and what does that do to the economy, because it will slow us down. Maybe not 2022 per se, but certainly as we look into 2022-23.
I would suggest maybe there'll be a bit of a rush on buying houses or remortgaging, because necessarily this means that interest rates will be going up. So now would be the time, or there's no time like the present after all of these record low numbers we've enjoyed for a few years now. Not a political question, but what makes the inflation rate so high and so problematic today under President Biden when it was completely different under President Trump?
There's never one specific answer, but I think the most important answer is, at the end of the day, inflation is a monetary event. Since March of 2020, M2 money supply has been growing more than 30%. That's unprecedented. And that's why we have the higher inflation. The seeds were sown in sometime late 2020. It's showing up in early 2022. It's been there, arguably, for the last 6 months. Inflation's been averaging more than 5%. That's the real outcome. Now, you can get the temporary supply constraint that will raise prices, demand going higher. That can be inflationary in a short term, but long-term inflation is a monetary event. Never forget that. That's critical.
And never forget that, frankly, simply put, inflation is a loss of purchasing power over time, meaning our dollar will not go as far tomorrow as it did today. And And that's just the reality of where we are right now. It's typically expressed as the annual change in prices for everyday goods and services, food, furniture, apparel, transportation costs, toys, whatever it might be. So it's something to be reckoned with. Now, I've heard some people, not too many people who are in the business of selling products, but some people have said a great inflation hedge are United States Series I savings bonds, which you don't hear a lot about, and you don't hear about savings bonds being great investments, but there's some almost like a flukish situation with, I think they're Series I, is that right? That are supposed to protect us against inflation. But you don't hear too much about people saying go buy those.
No, you're right. They're the forgotten investment. They can be an inflation hedge. I would put ahead of the line for that. First, over the long term, stocks are still your best hedge against inflation and higher taxes. And I think they still remain that case today, in spite of maybe a slow start to this new year. I think that's still number one. Number two, if you want to put some kind of inflation hedge, real assets like real estate, like commodities, for a portion of your portfolio can be a very good inflation hedge. Far down the list is the bond market. There's arguably more risk in the bond market. It was poor returns in 2021 and starting off the same way in 2022. The yields net of inflation and taxes are decidedly negative. That's where I think the bigger issue lies. But for the time being, stocks are still your best inflation hedge.
All right. I knew you would guide us and guide us well. David Sowerby, CFA, Ancora Managing Director, Portfolio Manager for Ancora Advisors. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you often this year, my friend, because you always offer great help. Thank you, David Sowerby.
Paul, thank you.
As we continue on WJR.